talking to Yannick Shergan.
Yes, my name is Yannick Shergan, and I'm the Artistic Director of Singapore Dance Theatre.
Okay, Yannick, we're going to be talking about the Masterpiece in Motion from 2011, three works. So would you just like to talk about each one in terms of your involvement with them and how you tackle them artistically?
Well, Masterpiece in Motion is meant to be a balanced program of international choreography, and so therefore there was something from our existing repertoire, which was Stanton Welch's Meninas, which is a ballet that I find particularly wonderful, and in the company's history they've distinguished themselves often doing it, and so it had been out of the repertoire for quite some years, and so it's one of the purposes of Masterpiece in Motion to carry forward our heritage, so I wanted to see that on the stage one more time. Stanton made it originally for San Francisco Ballet. It was the very first work he had done outside of the Australian Ballet, and it has an Australian composer, Ross Edwards, and it's a gorgeous work, and so I was glad to have it come back. And it had different artists than the last time we had done it, so it was time for a new personality to come out of the ballet, and I think they did it extraordinarily well, and I was glad to see it once again alive in our repertoire.
Okay, and so let's talk about Fearful Symmetries.
Fearful Symmetries was something that was the first work that we had done by Niels Christie. And Niels Christie has a very long history as a choreographer. He was with the Netherlands Dance Theatre. He's one of the only dancers who worked through all three, actually four, artistic directors, the original artistic director, Benjamin Harkavy, plus the succeeding directors, including Yeri Killian. And so he has a wide breadth of knowledge within his experience as a dancer, and he has quite a distinguished repertoire of works that he's choreographed. And it was the first thing he did for us. Fearful Symmetries is one of those works that has been choreographed numerous times to greater or lesser effect. And he had a very interesting and unique take on it with it's hard to describe, but these colored benches that he was inspired by a particular artist and a particular idea, and it's a very fast-moving pace done in scenes, and each different scene, the stools are arranged in a different formation, and different colors are facing front, so it's a lot of stress for the dancers because they're not only dancing, they're also rearranging the set, and it worked better than I had even hoped it would work. So I was very glad to see it. And actually, it was the company premiere for that program.
Right. So for that piece, did you artistically select particular dancers for the particular colors, and how did you design it?
Well, Niels always has very specific desires for his work, and he likes to work with certain personalities. And interestingly, when he had originally made the ballet, the numbers of the cast were smaller than we did here. He liked our dancers so much that he made the cast larger. He added in one more female. And the casting is always a matter of the choreographer's choice, and it's my job to sort of represent the dancers almost like a talent agent going, well, she's very good and he can do this wonderfully, and you know, this one will work for you well, so I'm their advocate. And but it's always up to the choreographer who they want to work with, who they feel they will get the best out of.
All right, so then the final work in this program, Winds of Zephyr, how did you feel? That was a new work for the company.
Yes, Edward Liang. He had previously done a smaller ballet for us for a dance festival in 2010, and I wanted him to do a bigger work. So he did 10 couples. He chose 10 couples, and he had not a formula, but he had an overarching vision of how he wanted the work to progress, with two solo couples and then one couple that led the last movement as a solo couple. And he did the most extraordinary pas de deux work, which for a choreographer is the place where most choreographers feel at ease, because you're working with great dancers, and so therefore there's the most ability. And when you try to do things with very large groups, it's more challenging. And so for 20 dancers on stage, that was a lot of management and choreographic language. And I think it works wonderfully. And actually, the interesting thing with the Winds of Zephyrus, he had no idea what to name it. And so he kept struggling with names, and then he just looked at me and said, "You're really good with names, what do you think?" And so we went back and forth and back and forth, and I had various thoughts. And looking at the choreography, I thought of the fact of you know, the West Wind with the Zephyr. And so I suggested that. And he went, "Oh, great, that's the name of the ballet."
So we just talk about the concept of Masterpiece in Motion as a season.
Well, there's a very clear idea, in at least in my mind. I'm not sure if it's as clear in other people's mind as it is in mine, but this particular program represented it well in the fact that there was a piece from our repertoire that was existing, that we were bringing back. There was a company premiere, a ballet that had been made for another company that we wanted to do, and then something that was made specifically for us with the Winds of Zephyrus. So I thought that the balance was very good, both in terms of showing our development as a company, the music that was used, the different aspects of each of the works, they all balanced one another out. And while it seems to happen effortlessly, it's anything but effortless when you finally get to that point of putting it together and going, this will work well with this, but can't be done with that. So it's, I always say it's a little bit like putting a meal together. You know, a good ballet in the wrong place looks like a bad ballet. And so these three were there to complement one another.
So we're good.